This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Rolling with another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi everybody, I'm Scott Hennon. Welcome to the program. We're going to chat with Lynn Helms just a little bit. Lynn is the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Talk a little bit about the September numbers, latest numbers that are available for oil and gas development, and also just a little bit about where we find ourselves with the amount of federal regulations that are out there. I don't know if the average person understands the way the Biden administration is hampering oil and gas production. That's the word I'd use. The federal regulations out there that are doing that, pretty extraordinary. You got to know about that when you're paying a little more for the price of gas. You should know that there's a reason for that, and it has two words, Joe Biden, that's for sure. Talk to Lynn in just a moment. A couple of your comments that I did not get to last hour on what items should be on the list of investigations that House Republicans are planning to launch. Listener said, on your list should be insider trading and look at politicians who profit on spending bills or their family members. All right. Another listener says, we can't expect a fair election again until we find the facts of 2020. What the press and media did alone made it anything but a fair and free election. Zuckerbucks, that was so much wrong, and all those people need to be held accountable, or they'll just keep on doing it. We cannot let it go and tolerate it. Good points. Another listener, they need the border closed first, or none of the other items on the list matter. Leakers are known. I want names. What's the latest leak you were going to tell us about, Kev?
Oh, actually, it was one prior to the Roe v. Wade leak that they're now looking into, too. Okay. It was back in 2015. So.
All right.
And that was based on another kind of a woke case they were looking at, or that triggered.
They're looking.
The woke. Yeah. So there's been, it's more than, it has been happening prior to the Roe v. Wade leak, too, but they're going to figure it out.
Lester says, impeach Mayorkas for complete dereliction of duty leading to the largest illegal alien invasion in history. Two, impeach Garland for politicizing and weaponizing the DOJ against political opponents and concerned parents. Thank God that lunatic never made it to the SCOTUS bench.
Oh, right?
Yeah, wow.
I agree with the text that said impeachment isn't good enough for these people. These people are treasonous. They need to be let out in handcuffs.
We have more we'll get to before the end of the hour as well. Appreciate the call. Right now, let's welcome to the program Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Lynn, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you, Scott. Great to be here this morning.
Yeah, exactly. Did you have a good weekend?
Wonderful weekend. Weather was nice. It's winter in North Dakota, so lots of snow, but a great weekend. How about yourself?
Yes, had a little wedding down in the cities. Speaking of winter in North Dakota, I've noticed the rigs are going from 46 in August, 45 in September, 43 in October, 39 today. Are we preparing for winter with less activity?
Yeah, that's part of it, Scott. Really great observation. Part of it is that three of our rigs moved over to eastern Montana to do some development work over there. Same operators, just different leaseholds. So that's pretty unusual for eastern Montana. They went many months with no rigs operating, but they've got three now that moved over there from North Dakota. And then with the November storm, the rig moves have become very burdensome and slow. And so we've got a number of rigs that are in the process of moving, but that's taking quite a bit longer than normal. So, yeah, we're in the low 40s, and that it'll be that way through the winter more than likely.
Well, walk me through your September production cut.
Yeah, so September was a really great month for North Dakota oil and gas operators. We finally popped back above that 1.1 million barrel a day number that we really like to keep our eye on, that indicates growth and health in the industry. So we got to 1.12 million barrels of oil a day. So really great news there. October should be equally improvement. And again, you know, we still expect sometime early next year that we should be able to reach 1.2 million barrels a day. So that was really good news. We had a 4% increase in oil production, about a 3% increase in gas production, and industry did a great job. Actually ramped up their gas capture. Statewide was 95%, statewide in the Bakken, 96%. And every single area, including the four oil and gas fields that are we sort of have our eyes on, that are the targets for improved gas capture, even they improved some. And so I know there are infrastructure plans for next year to make some improvements in those areas. So really good news there. Permitting was steady. Like you commented early on, the rig count was down just a bit. Duck wells, the count is down slightly, but we still have a pretty healthy inventory. One company has about a third of those, and they're going to continue doing their frack work through the winter as long as the weather allows, so that's good news. And our inactive well count was down significantly, down about 300. So a little bit of the workforce issue has worked itself out in terms of workover rigs. Still a shortage of workers, and companies would like to do more. But all in all, very good news at the state level in terms of oil and gas for the month of September. Not so much on the federal level, and we can talk about that in a minute, but you might have questions about the stats or the numbers.
Yeah, I am anxious to dig into the federal mess from the Biden administration here, but what does the revenue forecast look like for got a session coming up here? What do you anticipate? I mean, the price of oil has got to be making things look pretty sweet in that regard, right?
Yeah, it sure is. And I know that the revenue forecasting committee is going to meet. We've met a couple of times with Moody's. Moody's has warned everybody that we are or are going into worldwide recession, and we have the COVID situation in China. So you probably noticed the softening in the oil prices. We're down to about $81 West Texas Intermediate. Interesting that there's so much demand for sweet crude oil in eastern Canada and in the mid-continent that at Clearbrook, Minnesota, North Dakota crude oil is actually getting a $2 premium over WTI. So overall, the price differential that we would typically see for North Dakota crude is the lowest we've ever seen in history. It's down around a dollar per month, or a dollar per barrel. So that's great news. Revenue forecast, we're going into the session with all the buckets full. And in fact, there's going to be extra money in the general fund. That'll create a challenge for our legislators as to what they're going to fund and what they're not going to fund. I think going into the next session, we're looking at that 1.1 million barrel a day production number, and probably $65 a barrel on the crude oil price. You know that OPEC has set about an $85 a barrel level that they'd like to see for Brent crude. And if the price drops below $72 a barrel, the federal government is supposed to start buying crude oil to replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So we've kind of got a pretty good bracket there of where oil prices should settle. And that leads us to a pretty solid conclusion that to be on the conservative side at $65 a barrel, we should be in great shape for state revenues.
And does Moody's, when they predict a recession, do they give you a target oil price that they expect it to be? What the impact will be there?
Yeah, so that again is they're agreeing pretty well with the EIA and with North Dakota numbers that it's going to be in the mid 60s. You know, the world's got to have crude oil even in a recession, and so nobody's looking at a significant price drop or a significant price increase. There appears to be capacity to manage demand at this point, and it appears that the storage worldwide and in the U.S. is low enough that we're not going to see a significant price drop either.
Take a short break. When we come back, more with Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources, as we'll talk a little bit about the federal impact on North Dakota oil and gas development. Plenty of examples of that when we continue. Don't go away.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This is such a deal, I can't even believe it. But it's real. You buy a Hot Springs Spa, you get a sauna free. No kidding. Buy one, get the other free. You buy the sauna, you get the... No, excuse me. You buy the hot tub, you get the sauna free. Just,
that's not a side of fries, my friend.
No.
That's the whole shooting match.
It's not like Dairy Queen adding on, you know, a free little
Yeah.
Something or another. This is real deal. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Kevin and I both have the sauna and the hot tub.
I don't have the sauna. I just have the hot spring spa.
I've got them both.
Love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah.
I'm in the process of building a sauna in which hot spring spas and pool tables, too, will be getting me the heater for it. So they're working with me on the one I built.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We're going to get to sweating soon here.
Just come on in and talk to the good folks at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And now's the time to take advantage of that, and your winter will be fabulous, and every winter after will be fabulous. More of our chat now with Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. So, weather, just, things that happen all provide plenty of opportunities for things to be challenging for the oil and gas industry. But we have a Biden administration that insists on, one that controls all the regulatory apparatus and to have its thumb firmly, on the industry, leading to the price of diesel and gas is extraordinarily frustrating. Give us an update on the feds and the impacts, Lynn.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. So the climate change agenda of the Biden administration is in full swing. Sorry about that. I think my phone started ringing. Hopefully you couldn't hear that. So the climate change agenda is full on. There's an assault against our oil and gas industry, really on every front. We'll start with the leasing and permitting business. They have failed to hold the third quarter 2022 oil and gas lease sale, about 141 parcels in North Dakota that are available for lease that didn't go up for auction. They have missed the deadline for the fourth quarter lease sale, another four to add to that 141, some really valuable acreage that highly sought after by North Dakota oil and gas operators that is blocking development of a number of spacing units that are located in and around Lake Sakakawea, which the Corps of Engineers has cleared for leasing and the Forest Service has cleared for leasing. They're in violation of the Mineral Practices Act by not holding those quarterly lease sales, but the only thing they seem to respond to is federal courts. To make matters worse, and they talk about there being an abundance of leases available for drilling. But to make matters worse, the Biden administration entered into a agreement with the Earth Guardians and other NGOs that sued over the March lease sale and agreed that they will not permit any of those leases until a new NEPA analysis is done that takes into account the social cost of carbon emissions. Mm. And then it was announced the BLM has posted for comment a new NEPA analysis going back on all leases in seven states, including North Dakota, from dating back to February of 2015 to December of 2020. So we're going to have to go back and evaluate all those and comment on that. So they're reaching all the way back to the time just prior to the Trump administration taking office and reevaluating all leases that were issued under the Trump administration. That's on the Department of Interior. So no lease sales and no permits on the leases that were issued over the 7 years since February of 2015. And then if we move to the EPA, as you know, Congress, under the Biden administration and Democratic leadership, threw out the Trump methane rules. And so EPA is now re-upping the Obama administration methane rules with a lot of additional requirements. So they're looking at severely restricting any kind of flaring. And maybe even more problematic is they're looking at requiring tank vapor collection on all wells that were drilled after 2015, which means a lot of our lower producing Bakken wells that are 5-6 years old, maybe looking at significant capital costs in order to collect the tank papers and get them to market. But probably the most onerous is that their proposal includes authorizing third-party people, NGOs and communities, to monitor oil and gas emissions and report suspected violations that will then have to be investigated immediately, like within 5 to 15 days, which goes way beyond what Congress authorized EPA to do and creates unbelievable uncertainty for our oil and gas operators. So on every single front, from Department of Interior to Department of Ag to the EPA, it's a full-on attack of North Dakota's oil and gas industry.
And at the same time, they're saying from the podium at the White House and other times when the president's been asked about this, that they're doing nothing that would impede the price of gas. That they're you know, it's bold-faced lies.
Nothing could be further from the truth. whatever they say about that, it could not be further from the truth. You cannot limit industry's ability to lease and to drill and to produce and to test its wells and to unleash communities and third-party NGOs to monitor and report industry without it affecting the price of diesel fuel and the price of gasoline and natural gas.
I see a news alert from Wall Street Journal just now. Saudi Arabia and other OPEC oil producers are discussing an output increase of up to 500,000 barrels a day. Those are the folks that are benefiting from this nonsense, right?
Absolutely. So we have no control over what they do with regards to permitting or producing or environmental controls. And so we're clamping down on the cleanest industry on earth and then allowing increased oil production from parts of the world that don't have flaring restrictions, don't have methane restrictions, and have the ability to drill and produce. And then they ship their crude oil in these giant VLCCs that emit all kinds of carbon dioxide as they transport that oil around the world.
Unbelievable. Lynn, a fascinating run-through of the place we find ourselves at this day. I hope the industry lawyers up against some of the onerous federal regulations you talked about and the third-party nonsense. My gosh, just to call them to task, especially when Congress isn't allowed the EPA to do any of it. Lynn, thank you for the time. Appreciate the run-through.
You bet, and I'm happy to report that the North Dakota Attorney General and Industrial Commission plan on using the judicial system to fight them.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bob Iger has returned as chief executive of the Walt Disney Company after less than a year in retirement. The company's board announced Iger's return Sunday night and said Bob Chapek, who succeeded Iger in 2020, had stepped down from the position. Elon Musk has made the decision to reinstate President Trump's Twitter account to 45. Trump has 4.6 million followers on Truth Social and over 86 million followers on Twitter. Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, said it was a terrible mistake to allow Trump back on Twitter After a Saturday attack at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, killing five people and wounding many more, police and city officials are crediting patrons with stopping the attack. A 22-year-old is in custody. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, Alfredo cheese ravioli in Harwood today. How about that? You find home cooking and grab-and-go convenience in Valley City, Yulin, Glendon is stew today, 45th and Fargo Tater Tot Hot Dish, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Swedish Meatballs, Mac and Beef, 12th Avenue, and I-29, Lasagna, or Southern Chicken Bowl, your choice, West Main Avenue. PetroServe USA, Bismarck locations, Valley City, couple in Castleton, located in Fargo, West Fargo, Dilworth. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and that great 4-for-4 special. Four items, $4. Can't beat a deal like that. You cannot. Texter says, thanks for having Lynn Helms on. That was great information. What did he say at the end about the Attorney General? I think what he's saying is that the Attorney General and the Industrial Commission in North Dakota are going to pursue action against the federal government, who is putting these restrictions on that are not authorized by Congress, that are impeding oil and gas development. So he mentioned both the Attorney General and the Industrial Commission. So stay tuned, which I think is just great news. Our next guest is the president of Sanford Health Bismarck Region. We're talking about a great topic today: veterans recognition. That's right. Some great things here to talk about, where Sanford Health is being recognized as a great employer of veterans. Todd Schaefer, welcome back to the program. How are you, Doc?
Morning, Scott. I'm doing quite well. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Love this topic, and so pleased to see the wonderful things that have been done to recognize veterans. And want to talk a little bit about it today on the program. I understand that Sanford Health is in the top 10 of the military-friendly employer list for 2023. Is that right?
That is correct. And I think it's a wonderful topic as well. You know, it's one thing that we really pride ourselves at Sanford Health is the treatment that we give to our employees who are veterans, but as well as our patients who are veterans that frequent our facilities all throughout our enterprise, not just in the Bismarck region. You know, we do that all throughout the entire enterprise, to include Fargo, Sioux Falls, and Bemidji.
So talk about some of the recognition you've received there. I mentioned one, but there's others.
Absolutely. Over the last 3 to 4 years, we've received several awards. First of all, this year you mentioned the top 10. We were number 5 for the military-friendly employer list. That's out of more than 1,500 organizations that competed for that. number six as the top military-friendly spouse employer. We were also recognized as the top not-for-profit healthcare organization in Military Times, which is a national publication as well. So this was best of the best. We've been in that on that list for the last 4 years in a row. However, this is the first year that we've been able to crack the top five on each of those lists. Back in 2019, we were also awarded the Freedom Award, which is the top award given by ESGR, which is Employee Support for Guard and Reserve. About 2,700 organizations compete for that award, and this is awarded by the Secretary of Defense. Only goes to the top 15, and we did receive that. And then specifically to the Bismarck region, we were awarded the Bismarck Chamber EDC, their Golden Eagle Award, which is very similar to the Freedom Award. It's awarded to the top business in the Bismarck Mandan region that for support of veterans.
When you're fifth out of 1,500, I mean, that's something to be very, very proud of, obviously. How do they go about, judging you? What are they? They come on site and do site visits? Do they look at your numbers? What are the criteria?
It's a combination of both. So it's the ratios of employees that you have that are for veterans, what job opportunities are offered for veterans, and then programs and opportunities that we have for veteran employees. So sometimes it's a survey. Other times there are on-site visits that go along with it as well.
Fascinating. And again, this is Military Times. This is a number of well-respected organizations that are listing these. Talk about those opportunities. You just mentioned that that's one of the things they look at, the opportunities that are afforded veterans and their spouses. But what does Sanford Health offer in the way of opportunities for vets and their spouses?
Absolutely. Great question. First of all, we do have a retired Navy captain. His name is Captain Paul Weckman, who runs the programs for us. We have a Department of Military Affairs at Sanford who helps coordinate all these efforts. Some of the other opportunities that we have, first and foremost, we have a continuation of benefits. So if we have any servicemen or servicewomen who are deployed during their time of employment at Sanford Health, we will continue their employment benefits, health insurance, retirement accounts, et cetera. We also have a differential pay policy. So if they're in the National Guard or Reserve and they are deployed, then they will receive a difference between their pay in the military and their pay at Sanford. Additionally, we have education scholarships. We award four or five scholarships to any veterans, active duty, National Guard members who are currently seeking education. There are $5,000 scholarships on behalf of Sanford Health. We also have a Veteran of the Year Award. So we have Employees of the Year in various areas, support services, management, et cetera. We also have a separate award dedicated to veteran employees, how they influence the lives of others around them. That's throughout all Sanford Health locations and regions. Then also we do encourage employees. It's called RED, Remembering Everyone Deployed. We encourage all employees to show support and gratitude for our deployed service members by wearing red shirts on Fridays. Finally, in Fargo and Sioux Falls, this is a small list of the things that we do, but the other thing we do have is we also have lounges dedicated to veterans who visit our facilities in the Fargo and Sioux Falls regions at this point in time.
Wow, what a list. Incredible. You know, the benefits, the pay, the educational scholarships, the awards, and I love the red. That's awesome. What does all that mean, do you think, to the veterans and to their families?
Well, I think that the feedback that I have received, especially during this month with Veterans Day being 10 days ago and the enhanced recognition that we celebrate throughout this month, we hear a lot of thanks for remembering the service that they give. When you talk to a veteran, to a person, they don't want to step forward and ask for thanks for what they've done for our country. They do it out of a kind of a duty of service to our great nation, and they very, very rarely will seek out that attention. So for us to step forward and give that recognition to those that serve and have guaranteed our freedoms and have spilled blood on foreign soil, to make sure that we have the ability to do what we do in America on a day-to-day basis, has been an outstanding thing that we've been able to provide. And the veterans that I've that have been in contact with us have just been extremely grateful for that. As you walk into any Stanford Health facility, you'll see flags that are supporting that. You'll see signs that thank our veterans as they walk in, and patients that come and see us really feel more at home, acknowledging their service, and just really coming forward and saying, you know what, thank you for acknowledging that, because that wasn't always the way it has been, especially for those Vietnam veteran era type individuals that may not have had the best homecoming, but we're now able to celebrate, you know, them as well as all veterans across the board.
And I know you're not doing it for this reason, but it's got to be a great recruiting tool as well, just to know that, you know, in a very challenging environment to hire folks, to have veterans as well cared for as you do at Sanford Health. Do you see a benefit there?
There absolutely is a benefit there. If you look at the men and women who serve in uniform, you know, they have a skill set that really translates well into continuing to serve in the healthcare field. You know, they're trained in leadership. They're trained to adapt in difficult situations. And when you think about healthcare, there's a lot of need for that exact skill set. So when we look at hiring them as employees, it's a very easy transition for them to step out of military service and into a healthcare-related field. In fact, we have a website set up specifically for that reason. If people are looking for employment and they are veterans, they click a link and it'll take them to a site that will say, here's what you did in the military, here's what jobs we can offer you at Stanford Health.
Some folks, I would imagine most in our audience don't know this, but I do. You are a colonel in the North Dakota Army National Guard and the state surgeon. Talk a little bit about how it makes you feel knowing the organization that you serve is ranked so high in these numbers we talked about and these awards in patient care and employee opportunities for veterans.
You know, it brings me great pride. You know, I myself have served overseas for 4 deployments. And understand the difficulties that the veterans as well as their families go through. And for an organization to put service to those who have served us at the forefront has been just a source of great pride. And when we discussed this as a topic for conversation today, I was extremely excited about it to be able to showcase what Stanford is able to do for our veterans. So having a firsthand knowledge on kind of both sides of the coin, as you will, has been great to see and be able to participate in as well. You know, with Captain Westman, he's asked me and leaned on me as well, just for my advice as he's looking at new programs to implement or different, you know, scholarship opportunities, grant opportunities that we provide to our employees and those patients that we serve as well.
Fascinating. And so glad that you do what you do. And, you know, I hope that this best practice, if you will, is something that inspires other businesses as well to do something similar because it's pretty extraordinary, that's for sure. Thanks for sharing the story with us today, Dr. Schaefer.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on and share what we do. You know, again, as the service that the veterans have given to all of us, this is just a small amount that we can do to repay them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Dr. Todd Schaefer, president of Sanford Health Bismarck Region, on their veterans recognition and some amazing accolades from a 2023 military friendly employer, number 5 out of 1500 on the list, and some other great distinctions as well. Dr. Schaefer joining us today on What's on Your Mind. Final segment when we return. Don't go away.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. This can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To this song this weekend.
Did you?
The wedding.
The wedding?
Yeah. It's kind of a wedding staple.
Remember when we were at Frisco at the pep rally and that band was playing this?
Yeah.
That was the best cover band I think I've ever heard. They were so good.
We danced to the real deal. DJ.
The real deal. Oh.
DJ playing the song.
Earth, Wind, and Fire playing at your friend's wedding? Man, that'd be a, that'd be a story.
Oh, anyway. 11 before the top of the hour. What else was I going to tell you about this weekend? Something else I was going to tell you. Oh, I know. We were at the MyPillow store. If you're ever down in Shakopee and in that general vicinity and you go to the MyPillow store, it's amazing. They've got a little MyPillow store there with a lot of great selection and some really good prices. So you got to check that out. The MyPillow store. It's actually, I've been to MyPillow before. But I hadn't seen this particular store. They've revamped it all and expanded it a little bit, and it's pretty dang cool. Michael Lindell and the team at MyPillow have, of course, great deals for you each and every weekend. Each and every day, rather, 24/7, anytime you want. Just simply go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Remember that for all the great deals. The slippers were epic. They're $90 off right now.
You got the one that was that's down by Canterbury? It's not,
yeah.
It's like just north of Canterbury?
Yeah, yep. Valley Fair is really close.
Yep.
It's actually in the warehouse.
That's what I was thinking of.
Mega warehouse, and they have a store right adjacent to it, so it's pretty cool. MyPillow. Stop and see them in Shakopee, or better yet, shop online right now. Just use that promo code Scott. Very important. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 9 before the top of the hour. Some of the texts we did not get to earlier. We were talking about the 5 big investigations that the Republican-led House is going to undertake. What would you like them to do? This one's not on the list from this listener here. It has to be voting integrity, because without it, the people have no power. How can any other important issue be successfully addressed without knowing our voting is honest? It was not sufficiently addressed before this election. We know it was again a problem. Voting integrity. I agree with you. We want to talk about voting integrity? Some of the analysis of the last election has folks scratching their head. More on that in a minute. Let me get to all these because I don't want to run out of time and not honor you with us reading them. I read some comments from a Paul Pelosi story on a news website. One comment was right. It said Paul got nailed before he got hammered. Tom in Fergus Falls.
Play it, hide the hammer.
You'll have to translate that one for me. Breaking news, Joe Biden pardons chocolate and chip. Yes. I think they're pardoning
ice cream.
Turkeys.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Crime should be investigated, says another listener. Who is committing them? The root cause and what works best? No bail and short sentences are tougher laws that make criminals pay for their crimes. Also, George Soros candidates should be pointed out and ridiculed. I want George Soros up there myself. But crime is a good one. It absolutely is. Texture says, Scott, how can I listen to today's show again? I'd really like to hear Lynn's info again. Talking about Lynn Helms, who joined us at the top of the hour. You can go to our website, am1100theflag.com, and you click on the Show Archives tab, and you are good to go. So the website, am1100theflag.com, Show Archives tab. Okay? Listener says the only reason OPEC agreed to boost production is because last week the Biden administration and the DOJ said that the Crown Prince could not be held liable, that he's immune to prosecution for Khashoggi's death when he was chopped into little pieces. This is a fact. Another listener, my daughter was a second-year nursing student, had to change her major because she was not allowed in a building unless she took the experimental untested vaccine. Wondering why Sanford didn't stand up for what we now know is right. Last one here. I don't think the investigations into the Biden family will go anywhere because it will lead to so many others within the government at high levels, and it would take down our government along with our country. I believe America is in the start of an economic depression more consequential than the calamity of the 30s. So the Bidens will be forgotten about as Americans fight to stay alive. Alive as in financially surviving is what they mean there. You get my drift. You got it? Comment related to the election question from earlier. Charlie Kirk put out a thing, says Democrats received 10 million less votes this year than they did in 2018. Follow this, Kev?
Mm-hmm.
Democrats received 10 million less votes in 2022 than they did in 2018. Republicans received 3 million more. A 13 million vote swing. Don't let anyone tell you Republicans didn't turn out. They did. It was early mail and harvesting in about 20 key districts. It's Charlie Kirk. We will fix this. It's a little smelly.
Oh, this thing in Arizona is terrible. Every down ballot, you know, state Democrat won, but somehow they sent a Republican representative to Congress.
Gotta go. God bless.
What?
Bye-bye.
What?
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with rock-solid bins, green dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our rock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.